Do you get out enough? And out in the right way? I mean, when was the last time you raced hollering through the nighttime streets of Dublin as part of an interactive game experience? Recruiting players right now is just such a game called Journey to the End of the Night, which will be played after dark in the Dublin streets at the end of the month. The game, originally designed by a San Francisco-based designer, has been played by 5,000 players to date in cities from New York to London to Los Angeles, Chicago, Berlin and Vienna. Games artist Hilary O'Shaughnessy, who's currently artist-in-residence at Projects Art Centre Dublin, is organising the Dublin edition of Journey to the End of the Night. Liam Geraghty went to meet her and get breathless.
OK, so we'll start at this corner. Okay. I haven't played this game for a long time, so... And we're going to try and get to the end, to Westmoreland Street.
Hilary O'Shaughnessy and I are playing a game, and though they don't know it, so is everyone else in Temple Bar. The game is called Urban Zombie Drill, and the citizens of the city will be playing the role of the zombies, and me and Hilary have to get from here, here being the Project Art Centre, where Hilary is the artist in residence, to our destination. But the rules of the game state we must maintain at least 6 feet away from everyone we meet, and we have to avoid attracting attention.
Because if they do look at us strangely, the exception of the mic, is we're dead. See, so let's see what happens.
Okay.
Hilary is an artist who designs games, and a lot of the time they take place in and around the city streets.
There's a guy called Trevor Davies who runs a festival called Metropolis in Copenhagen, and he has this really good term about cultural acupuncture. So trying out different things in the city and waiting for the effect to happen later on. So it's not immediate, this is brilliant, we love this, do it again. It's let's try out loads of different ideas. And I suppose for me, they're playful ideas. So different types of games or interventions with people and different groups in the city to see what sticks.
Now we're getting a big stare out the window, so we lost one of our weapons, I reckon.
Oh, no, yes. These people enjoying their meal are staring right at us. At the minute, Hilary is organising a game called Journey to the End of the Night, which was created by a group called SF0.
And they're based in San Francisco, and they're game designers, interaction designers, who basically made a game for the city at nighttime. And it's been replicated then all over the world.
The game is basically a frantic race through the city streets. You have to try and make it to 6 checkpoints as fast as you can while avoiding being caught by chasers. And if you're caught, you become a chaser as well.
And the thing is, because you're of your heightened awareness, then everything is potentially dangerous. So a guy going for a jog in the middle of the night, you're suddenly like, and he's just going for a jog, you know? So, or you hear a scream down the street and you think, oh my God, they've got someone and I have to hide behind a car. And it's just, yeah, so there's this tense atmosphere suddenly, and all these spaces that you walk to work in and do normal things and suddenly become this weird film that you're in. So it's great fun.
It really sounds like one of those games that you play like as a kid.
Totally, yeah. And it's kind of to re sort of ignite that in adults. I played a version of it in San Francisco, and I played different versions of it. Well, different versions of these kind of games at different festivals around the world, and they're ridiculous fun. And you do end up being, you know, like a teenager again, because I remember the first time I played one, I thought, oh, I'm tired and it's cold and oh, why am I doing this? And then 10 minutes later, I'm running down the street screaming my head off, you know, kind of going, save yourself! And yeah, so it's they're just, yeah, they're great crack and an excuse to see the city in a different way as well. I mean, the idea that if you finish this game and lots of people go, right, let's make our own, that's the best outcome, you know.
Got another look there. We're almost dead now.
Westmoreland Street is just right in sight. It's fair to say that, like most of us, Hilary's love of games started when she was a kid.
Oh my God, my sister and myself used to play shop. Like, we used to just build this whole shop, and we had all these, like, we had the till, and we tried to have, like, this fake kind of conveyor belt, you know, the, like, ridiculous. And we'd have the whole garage made up as a shop and buying things and driving our mother mad. So I suppose the one where you built world as opposed to played a specific kind of game were the ones that that stick out.
How did the conveyor belt work?
Oh, we had sort of this piece of cardboard, and I remember, like, we had a neighbour of ours called Ronan who used to lie underneath it and, like, try and move it, so you'd put the shopping on the conveyor belt, and he would, like, shuffle it along and throw it off the end as if it worked. And oh, we had a newspaper and everything at one stage. Yeah, it's great. It's just sort of, yeah.
That's very impressive. A newspaper.
A newspaper. And I remember being the editor, and we used to, like, make our own newspaper. And I suppose it's just that kind of do your own thing, you know. And I think there's something about play which we drop our need to be experts or good at things, or we drop our fear of, oh, God, I'm not very good at this and I can't do that. It's like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's only a game. Relax. Have a go.
Okay, so we're just coming up to Westmoreland Street. How have we been doing?
I have no idea. I think we did okay for our first go. Yeah.
We survived the zombie apocalypse, even though.
Yeah, we're dry. It's all good.
Hilary O'Shaughnessy there, and the first Dublin bout of Journey to the End of the Night will take place on April 26th as part of this year's Dark Light Festival. And it says here that despite the sound of it, the game is open to people of all fitness levels. Darklight.ie for booking.